Thank you, Chair. Nuclear weapons are not weapons for war. And we have known that since the 6th of August 1945. And yet, another atomic bomb was detonated 3 days later, totally destroying another Japanese city and decimating the population. Unsurprisingly, these two war crimes by the victors of the war went unpunished. Since then, nuclear weapons have proliferated in a manner that could only be described as unhinged. It is time to put the hinges back and restore our sense of humanity and morality. The world has now entered a second nuclear age in which human survival is threatened by three serious nuclear dangers: the continued existence of nuclear weapons in an increasingly militarized world, the increasing risk of horizontal and vertical proliferation, the spread of nuclear technology, and the possible diversion of bomb-grade nuclear materials from the nuclear fuel cycle to weapons production by state and non-state actors. You have just heard from IPPNW Australia that nuclear weapons are unique in their destructive power. They are the most inhumane and indiscriminate weapons of mass destruction ever to threaten humanity. Like the banned chemical and biological weapons, they violate international law, and yet they have not been prohibited. It is this legal and humanitarian gap which has exercised our minds in the last 2 weeks. When the 2010 NPT review adopted a 64-point action plan, it agreed unanimously that any use of nuclear weapons would have catastrophic consequences and would therefore violate international law at all times. Nuclear violence has sensitized the global conscience. The International Red Cross Society and the Red Crescent Movement have declared that the catastrophic humanitarian impact of nuclear weapons provide a clear rationale for a ban on nuclear weapons. This application of international humanitarian law has changed the thrust and political framework of step-by-step negotiations envisaged in the NPT process, and it has transformed nuclear disarmament from a security and military issue to a humanitarian and moral issue. Surely, this initiative deserves the support of all governments. It has opened up an avenue, if not a highway, for like-minded states to circumvent the paralyzed NPT process and press for a treaty prohibiting and criminalizing nuclear weapons, regardless of the participation of the recalcitrant nuclear-armed states. It has brought together the majority of governments in a united effort to first ban nuclear weapons and then eliminate them. It has made the nuclear weapon states and the nuclear dependent states very nervous and irrational. We in ICAN are here to support and stimulate multilateral nuclear disarmament negotiations for a legally binding instrument for the prohibition and elimination of nuclear weapons. It is time to change the status quo. In the absence of the nuclear armed states at this meeting, none of the nuclear-dependent states have made a case for the so-called progressive approach, which we know from decades of experience to be regressive. A treaty to prohibit nuclear weapons can be achieved with or without the participation of the nuclear-armed states to ban. A banned treaty will not ensure their elimination, but it will increase public and political pressure for their abolition. We are frequently told that the NPT is the cornerstone of nuclear disarmament. In practice, the NPT has become more like a tombstone. The NPT is essentially a treaty for non-proliferation that entrenches nuclear apartheid. After 46 years of nuclear doublespeak and obfuscation, the addiction of the nuclear-armed states continues, and they show no real commitment to a world without nuclear weapons. It is time once and for all to recognize the truth and shore up nuclear deterrence for what it is. Murphy's Law mandates that it is nothing less than a suicidal game of nuclear roulette played on a global scale. It is time to endorse genuine democracy, respect public opinion, and prohibit nuclear weapons. It is time to reclaim our humanity. It is time for future generations to live in a world without nuclear weapons. So let's get on with it. Let's have a treaty to prohibit nuclear weapons, and then let's move on to their elimination. Thank you.